Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Help me finish the following common phrases. Like father, like, that's right, like son. A chip off the old, you got it, a chip off the old block. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Some of you cannot deny who you came from. It's natural to look like your biological parents. It's also natural that we oftentimes act like our biological parents. There are times at the dinner table when I will tell some corny joke and Christy will look at me and she will say, "That sounded just like Ural Johnson, who's my father." Or when I correct someone's grammar, she will look at me and she will say, "Well, good job, Judy, who's my mother, who's notorious for correcting my grammar." The idea is that we look like our parents, our heritage, and usually act like at least one of our parents. I'm sure that you can identify traits and habits in your life that are very similar to either your mother or your father. Well, in today's passage, Paul is making use of this reality of children looking like parents and is calling on the believers in Corinth to return to the pattern he, their spiritual father, set for them. And what we're going to learn from this passage is that we need to imitate spiritual fathers who help us follow Christ instead of culture. Listen to what he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. "I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you don't have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, become like me." What are some of the traits we need to be looking for in spiritual mentors? Well, I hope you join us in the days to come to find out those spiritual traits that we need to be looking for. But today, as you pray, please remember Sarah Philemon, one of our missionaries in Romania. And also, please remember the Yaturu Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.